proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our series about Bible virtues, we come to that particular one known as patience. The term patience denotes the ability to endure unpleasant conditions or adverse behavior without getting upset. It has similarities with the concept of temperance. Both character traits require a degree of long-suffering on the part of their possessors. Whereas temperance involves exercising restraint upon one's own behavior, patience entails self-control in the face of someone else's actions. The New Testament contained two Greek words that meant patience. Each of these focused on a different aspect of that virtue. The term makrothumia literally meant a long temper, that is to say, a temper that endures. James, in the 5th chapter of his epistles, encouraged his readers to look at the prophets for examples of patience, makrothumia. James also implied the verbal form of that noun when he advised his readers to, quote, "Be patient, makrothumeo. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." The other word for patience is eupomone. It denoted steadfastness in the face of adversity. Eupomone appeared in Luke chapter 21 when Jesus Christ instructed his disciples, quote, "In your patience, eupomone, in your patience possess ye your souls," unquote. In the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul encouraged the congregation in that city to welcome trials in their lives. His reason, quote, "Tribulation worketh patience, eupomone," unquote. On several occasions, God himself demonstrated patience in his dealings with the human race. Before the flood sent in Noah's day, God declared that, quote, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years, unquote. A statement found in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis. In Acts chapter 13, the apostle Paul preached before the Jews in the city of Pisidian Antioch. He observed that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, how, quote, "he suffered their manners." That's another way of saying that God put up with behavior which he, God, found reprehensible. Indeed, Peter, in the 3rd chapter of his 2nd epistle, described God as being long-suffering. Throughout the Bible, an individual can discourage words of encouragement to exercise patience. The author of Psalm chapter 40 wrote how he, quote, "waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry," unquote. The apostle Paul in the 8th chapter of Romans penned these words, quote, "If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it," unquote. The scriptures also contain exhortations to show patience. In Psalm 37, the writer of that psalm advised others to, quote, "rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him," unquote. According to 2 Timothy chapter 2, a servant of the Lord must be patient. Paul amplified that statement in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when he encouraged his readers to, quote, "be patient unto all men," unquote. In the 7th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, the author, who described himself as the preacher, the author observed that, quote, "the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit," unquote. Anyone who exercises patience in his dealings with others will find it easier to handle them. As an old proverb put it, "you attract more flies with honey than with vinegar." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.